Back at noon tomorrow. Join me.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another push for health care reform outside Philadelphia, though, not in Washington.
How much higher do premiums have to rise until we do something about it? How many more Americans have to lose their health insurance?
President Obama hopes to have reform passed by March 18th. So why hit the road instead of staying home?
President Obama is taking his message outside of Washington because Republican criticisms of reform have been getting good traction, tarring the legislation as too expensive and too complex.
ABC's Ann Compton. New York Democratic Congressman Eric Massa is stepping down today. He is accused of harassment, but he says he's being forced out because of how he feels about health care. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more on how Massa made his case on WKPQ Radio.
The New York Democrat says the harassment allegation stems from what he said to a group of male staffers after dancing with a bridesmaid at a wedding.
And I grabbed a staff member sitting next to me and said, well, what I really ought to be doing is fracking you.
Eric Massa says he's being set up by the leadership for opposing health care reform.
If you think that somehow they didn't come after me to get rid of me because my vote is a deciding vote in the health care bill, then ladies and gentlemen, you live today in a world that is so innocent as to not understand what's going on in Washington, D.C.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Toyota is hitting back at claims that the electronic system of its cars could be to blame for sudden acceleration problems. Today, researchers recreated the scenario staged by engineering professor David Gilbert last month, in which the electronics of a Toyota were manipulated to cause the engine to rev. Dr. Shikri Suri says it proves nothing.
I can create a circuit externally, rewire an existing circuitry, bring them together, and have them perform what it is that I designed this external circuit to do.
Checking the markets this hour, Dow down 16 points, NASDAQ up 6. You're listening to ABC News.
Meet Eloy Flores, owner of a new Buick LaCrosse CXS.
I'm a former Lexus owner, so obviously picking the LaCrosse was the furthest thing from my mind. We test drove the Mercedes, we test drove Lexus, we test drove Volvo, but bottom line is they didn't have the standard options, so we would literally have to upgrade well beyond what we were ready to pay for what came standard with the LaCrosse CXS. My dad worked for Toyota for many, many years. When I told him I bought a Buick, he said, what? But when he saw it, he really loved it. Great interior, 19-inch wheels, you know, the heads-up display, the touchscreen navigation. There's something to be said about a vehicle that turns heads everywhere you go. If Buick keeps up with what they're doing, there won't be any need to go somewhere else. This is an incredible car.
To hear more of Eloy's story and to learn more about LaCrosse, visit Buick.com. And may the best car win.
The votes are being counted in Iraq after the weekend elections. How was security handled?
Yesterday, I think we saw the Iraqi security forces perform very well for the elections. And I believe that they continue to improve every single day, and they continue to prove that they can protect the Iraqi people. They did that yesterday.
General Ray Odierno, commander of coalition forces in Iraq. Criminal charges have now been filed in a deadly New York City crane collapse from 2 years ago.
Two construction workers died when a 200-foot crane toppled onto a high-rise apartment building here in Manhattan. Now the crane owner and one of his mechanics have been charged with manslaughter, reckless endangerment, and negligent homicide. Prosecutors say they sacrificed safety for profit when they failed to properly repair a crack in the crane. Both men pleaded not guilty.
ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York. The murder trial for a Florida mom charged with killing her toddler won't start until May of next year. Here's ABC's Matt Gutman.
The trial would come almost 3 years after Casey Anthony allegedly killed her 2-year-old toddler, Kaylee, then dumped her body in a swamp less than a mile from the family home. In the interim, Anthony's attorneys have asked the courts to declare her indigent so that taxpayers could shoulder part of the cost of her capital murder trial, which could run in the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Museum in Philadelphia will once again display the head of Old Baldy, the horse General George Meade rode during the Civil War. Old Baldy was considered a Union hero after surviving Antietam and Gettysburg. This is ABC News.
Of all the things made just for women, like
manicure, pick a color, sweetheart.
Or
for you. Happy anniversary, honey.
Maybe this is one of the most important. Centrum Silver Ultra Women's, a scientifically advanced complete multivitamin for women over 50. It also has vitamin D, which emerging science suggests helps support breast health, and more calcium for bone health. Centrum Silver Ultra Women's.
More Calcium refers to leading women's 50-plus multivitamin brands. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhart. Officers in Piedmont say they don't have the authority to kick a convicted sex offender out of a home across the street from an elementary school because he was convicted of a federal crime. But they say the offender who served time for possessing child pornography plans to leave anyway. Ending days of speculation, Republican State Senator Roy Ashburn says he is gay. Ashburn, who consistently voted against gay rights measures during his 14 years in statewide office, was cited for a DUI after reportedly leaving a gay bar in Sacramento last week. And a former chairman of San Francisco-based McKesson Corporation has been sentenced in federal court to 10 years in prison for securities fraud and an accounting scheme that cost shareholders $8.6 billion in 1999. With the KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
San Jose crash, northbound 280 after McLaughlin in the center divide. The left lane may still be blocked with a tow truck. ARCO, home of the Straight Up Gas Institute, where our unique formula is good gas for less cash. ARCO, Straight Up Gas. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Shower should end after midnight. ABC 7 meteorologist Mike Nico says tomorrow will be mostly cloudy and breezy. Rain Tuesday night and then partly cloudy and breezy on Wednesday. It's 52 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.
Advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. Yes, I was fascinated by the headlines also about, I mean, all the headlines were this couple, you know, raising a virtual daughter online, and their daughter, three-month-old baby, died of malnutrition. You say, well, there's more to that story. Well, it turns out they're out in an all-night gaming binge, which they did a lot, all right? They are Korean. And they were hooked on an online game called Prius, where they were raising a virtual daughter. They were arrested by police, charged with failing to care for their kid. They admitted to feeding their child rotten, powdered milk, frequently spanking her, and leaving her at home during marathon sessions at the PC Bang gaming clubs that are a staple of Korean gamer culture. They spent 12 hours all night. And this is not the first death due to addiction to gaming. Here's a fella that died after playing 50 straight hours of StarCraft. Half of Korea's population, because they have access, all of them in Korea have access to high-speed internet. We can't pull that off in this country. I'll tell you, I'll bemoan any day you want to hear it of what us folks who live in rural areas get from phone companies and from these companies, just like insurance companies. They want to insure healthy people. They don't want sick people. So, you know, the internet people and electronic services people don't want to service people in a country that can't make as much money off as us as they can in the city. Anyway, because of high-speed internet access, they say that's why so many Koreans play the game. Well, let's move to that. This is not the first time this has happened. Here's a brief item from Boulder, Colorado. Catholic school kicking out a preschooler. A preschooler. The kid was at the school. The child will not be allowed to re-enroll at Sacred Heart of Jesus Catholic School, the Denver Archdiocese posted in a statement, because the parents were living in open discord with Catholic teaching. The parents. We now blame the children. And I don't think the Catholic Church is in any position to start talking to us about abusive policies and about these issues, because what have the parents done? The parents are lesbians. And the statement said they expect to have parents who abide by policies of the school and the church. Yeah, I'm sure Jesus would have thrown this little girl out. Some of these things really bug me. And yes, it's a private school. But I can imagine a lot of scenarios. Like in the first case of the parents, imagine if these Koreans... this couple who starved their kid, if they were gay. I should point out they were heterosexuals. Heterosexuals should never be allowed to have children, right? That's the same logic. Well, let's move to what they're doing in England. See what you think of this, because it relates. Under a new, very controversial spin on equality laws, vegans are to be given the same protection against discrimination as religious groups. Now, all this is going to sound silly to you, but maybe the primary idea is silly, but maybe there's something we need to open our minds to here. And they say, basically, they say teetotalers, vegans, and even, hang on, friends, this is going to shock you, even atheists are to be given the same protection against discrimination as religious groups. Never thought I'd live to see the day as that. You know, we discriminate against people who don't believe in our particular God or religion. That ain't right, right? Now, people who do not eat products and refuse to wear leather have been included in this. It's called the Equality and Human Rights Commission. And they have an ethical commitment to animal welfare. It's central to who they are. And why should they be excluded? Why is, you believe in Scientology? That is somehow a more fervent belief, a deeper belief. And the bill states that religions need not be mainstream or well known for their adherence to gain protection. And it makes it a legal requirement for public authorities, schools to consider the impact of all their policies on these minority groups. And a belief need not include faith or worship of gods or God, but must affect how a person lives their life or perceives the world. And it goes on and on. And they include any religious belief or philosophical beliefs that fits those criteria, even a lack of belief. And that means, of course, Scientologists would be protected. And they also think that it's possible that schools which force girls to wear skirts could be breaking the laws because it apparently discriminates against transsexuals. I'll leave that all up to you. Just think about it. Oldest woman in the United States just passed away, 114 years, 294 days, and again. How did she do it? What magic? It says here, she just enjoyed life. She never thought of dying at all. She was planning for her birthday party. That's all I can get for Mary Josephine Ray. And it's fruitless. In Eat, Drink, Give Me Mary, I listed every 120-year-old person I could find. Every one of them has different techniques. Some, you got to smoke a cigar every day. Another one, you got to eat pork, you got to booze it up, you got to chase women, whatever. It's never the same. So here's a little spin. Here's a fellow goes into a bordello, a brothel in Lugano, Switzerland, and he died. He took a Viagra, he's an elderly person, and he died. And there are 38 brothels and sex clubs in Lugano. They will now have to install. You imagine if that happened in America? Just think of the difference. If this happened in America, it would be those evil prostitution killed that poor man. In Switzerland, they're going to put in defibrillators and teach the prostitutes how to work them. Evidently, you can. People saying here, you know, what's wrong with this? This guy's living in a nursing home, looking at four walls. He needed a diversion, wanted to recapture his youth. What do you think? And they say here, be careful how you think about this, because you could be in the same boat one day. And then there's that nursing home in Switzerland, in Copenhagen, where they allowed on Saturday night pornographic movies to be shown on the nursing home's internet channel. It turned out it had a greater calming effect than Prozac. They could back off the medication. And they, in this particular, I can't give you more details than it is allowed for a resident to request a lady of the night visit him. And it turns out it's more effective than a sleeping pill. Danish seniors lobby group says, hey, this is cheaper and easier to use than medication. It's a novel way to reduce health costs. Can you see that in Washington? I'd love to be there and stand up and bring this up. Huh? A lighter moment to the healthcare debate. There has been one complaint about the videos. Now, you publish this article in a local newspaper, and you're going to have 1,000 complaints in this country. Why? Why are we the way we are? Fascinating, fascinating conversation we can have someday. And just to let you know, and this seems a little funny, but maybe not, in Switzerland, they will vote on a national bill that will require the appointment of public defenders for animals. For animals. It would compel all of Switzerland's cantons to hire animal lawyers. If people accused of mistreating animals can hire lawyers, the victim of such an abuse is also entitled to representation. Saying that the way we do it now, where it's about people, you know, who argue for these things. And there are very stringent animal welfare laws in Switzerland. Some of these may sound silly. A pet owner may not crop the tails of dogs or use sandpaper to line the bottom of a bird cage. Can't circumcise a dog. You can do that to male humans. Bird cages must have horizontal bars that a bird can climb on. Horses have to be tied up and kept in close enough proximity to other horses to hear, see, smell them. Choke collars on dogs forbidden. Some things seem reasonable. Cats must have contact with humans And if not possible, other cats and a whole bunch of things that would drive us crazy. Well, you have now another Republican lawmaker. I'm not going to mention his name because the principle is important. We've talked about it before. He's a Republican state senator in California. Gets a DUI leaving a gay club. I wouldn't care. I don't care what people's sexual orientation is. What gets us annoyed is the hypocrisy, because he is one of the most anti... I mean, when it comes to voting, he's consistently voted against any bill that would expand any protection for gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender Californians. He has the staunchest record against those issues. And it's that hypocrisy which makes our stomachs turn, because these are the people telling us what to do. I need to remind you very quickly. It's simple. It's called reaction formation. We've talked about it before. When your particular thing produces anxiety, suppose, okay, you have a lot of anxiety and guilt because you recognize that you're gay, right? You then take those unacceptable emotions and go in the opposite direction. And you become someone who becomes very critical towards the topic, and therefore you campaign against gay people and gay rights to resolve your own inner reaction formation. And it gets even more complicated. Remember those studies about dirt? In other words, people exercise moral judgment when they're subconsciously influenced by how clean or pure that they feel. Jury members, for instance, who have just been allowed to wash their hands, judge a crime less harshly. We've done stories on how if you have people watch movies that elicit feelings of disgust or have them confess to bad things that they did, and you let them out of the room, more of those people will go to the laboratory and wash their hands. So you see, the feeling of feeling dirty because of your own self-judgments can play out among these politicians and drives us all crazy. Here's another thing on guilt quickly. They found that when you use guilt in anti-alcohol messages, you make matters worse. I love this because, you know me, all these public health programs that make matters worse. I don't like that. And they showed undergraduates responses to these anti-drinking public service announcements. And basically, the bottom line was that well-intended anti-drinking messages cause people to drink more. And it goes through the fact that when people feel guilty and have these things, have these feelings about their behaviors, and then you hit them with a message that makes it worse, they want to drink more. They feel guilty and ashamed. They have the incentive to show that they can handle it, that they can drink, and they won't make a mess. They think others shouldn't be drinking because others can't handle it, but they can. So they talk about coming up with positive ads, and maybe they could help with a terrible problem, binge drinking, alcoholism. Here's another one. Politicians launching programs, and now they're patting themselves in the back because soft drink sales have dropped in schools. Well, yes, they have banned soft drinks in many different schools, and so soft drink sales have dropped, and all the politicians are applauding. Look at that! Look at all the skinny kids! Friends, they don't address what, of course, research has found is that when you take the soft drinks out of schools, the kids make up for it after school. So by the time they lay their little sleepy heads on the pillow at night, they have consumed as many soft drinks as they had before this action. Now, if they can show me that's not happening, and the kids are getting the point when they don't see these drinks in the daytime, they're slowly weaning themselves, and they're eating and consuming fewer calories, that's fine. But until you do, this is just one of those things that politicians do to get themselves reelected, but backfire. Speaking of backfire... this should be more backside fire. You do not use silicone caulking to make your butt look bigger, to pooch out your butt. Six women here from New Jersey who wanted fuller bottoms ended up in the hospitals. They got silicone caulking that a contractor would use to caulk your bathtub into their butts. That is different from medical-grade silicone. They get confused. And some of the apps... one doctor described this as a big zit when it gets infected and tries to come out. When you do buttock augmentation legitimately, and it's really they're not very popular and shouldn't be, you make an incision, you make a pocket underneath the muscle, you insert a hard medical-grade encased silicone implant, right? And normally we tell people that there are risks from anesthesia and scarring, the silicone will shift when you sit down, and most people change their mind. And this is how breast implants are done, and cheek augmentation also, but not in your butt where you sit. And so people figure silicone, well, those high-priced, highfalutin plastic surgeons use silicone. Well, I'll go to this feller here who says he can do the same thing and it costs a lot less. You need to explain to me how people can be so stupid. Am I going overboard calling these people stupid? Yeah? No? No. Okay. And this is not the first time we've seen things like that. Right? Okay. When we come back, you're going to want to hear this one. It's simple. The wine, that's right, the wine diet. There's something to it, according to this research. Or is this not true at all? I'm making it all up. The wine diet, friends. Hits, runs, and errors. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255, 1-800-548-8255, or TALK. Stay there, I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Is your marriage in trouble? Has your spouse told you they're not in love with you anymore? Has there been an affair? Are you even considering separation or divorce? There is hope. I'm Dr. Joseph Melnick. As a husband for 40 years and a couples therapist for 25, I believe most marriages can be fixed. That's why I created the US Factor, the program you can use to save your marriage in the privacy of your home. The US Factor shows you how to fix what's wrong in your marriage. Lack of communication, constant arguing, even painful affairs. You won't have to dredge up old arguments. Instead, you'll learn to use simple, powerful techniques that can change your marriage immediately. No one teaches you what to do when your marriage gets really tough, but I will in the US Factor.
Call now and get five little things that can save your marriage free. 1-800-323-9846. 1-800-323-9846. Call now. 1-800-323-9846. 1-800-323-9846.
Do you know if you qualify for the credit card bailout program? If your credit card debt is out of control, there's powerful information you need to know about the new Credit Card Reform Act. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all, and that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-795-5494. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in the government bailout era, call 1-800-795-5494. That's 1-800-795-5494. 1-800-795-5494. Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
Attention men, if Viagra or Cialis have failed, Advanced Male Medical Centers will succeed, guaranteed, every time. If you want to get and keep full male performance for 45 minutes, an hour, or longer, or if you suffer from premature stamina, call Advanced Male Medical Center, 415-877-1790. No surgery, just a simple, state-of-the-art FDA-approved medication given to you by one of their licensed medical physicians. Advanced Male Medical Center will solve your problem on the first visit. If they don't, it's free, guaranteed. Their non-surgical procedures are proven to help, regardless of what medications or health problems you may have. Call Advanced Male Medical at 415-877-1790 and see why they have over 10,000 satisfied patients throughout the country. Advanced Male Medical Center. Call 415-877-1790 or visit advancedmalemedical.com.
A love hangover is one thing. For everything else, you do need a cure. And that's why there's Dr. Dean Adell. Now available simply by dialing 800-548-TALK. This is Heather, standing by at 800-548-8255.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Karen. How you doing, Karen?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, hi, I'm good. Well, I'm good. I'm a little worried. I have a 17-year-old boy who was just diagnosed, I guess, with exercise-induced asthma. He's a highly competitive, you know, athlete, basketball, a lifeguard in the summertime. Can he still do this stuff?
It's funny, isn't it? I remember the Summer Olympics. A list came out from a national asthma group of all the exercise-induced asthma athletes competing at the Olympic level. Absolutely. He needs to deal with a pro, keep it managed, know what's going on. The one thing that raised a little flag in my brain as you go through your list was the lifeguarding deal. You know, there was a paper a few months ago about certain ways of chlorinating pools. If they get a little too much in it, that might be something to trigger constriction of the lung tubes. And that's what asthma is, just a constriction. And all kinds of things will irritate, things that you and I might find, that's irritating, okay, I'll go out and get some fresh air. Irritating the lungs of someone with asthma might throw them into an attack. But overall, they do well. I don't think, you know, I would applaud him just continuing to move forward. And as I said, some world-class athletes have been there. All right, let's talk to George. How you doing, George?
Good afternoon, Dr. Dean.
Yep.
As you know, President Obama is in Philadelphia today rallying for a health care bill. The one he's rallying for has a requirement that everybody purchase insurance
yep.
from private for-profit insurance companies. And that plans to address the health care problem. I was watching Bill Moyers last night. He interviewed two people. One was an expert on this problem who said, yes, he said it's an imperfect bill, but doing nothing is worse than not having the bill. Another person, her name was Dr. Angel, I think, she said that the combination of the individual mandate and no public option would simply be a windfall for the health insurance companies, would be too expensive for both the public and for the government, and was bound to fail. What do you think?
Okay, well, first of all, I understand where that's probably Marsha Engels, the next editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, and listen, the public option doesn't look like it's going to happen. I would not have been afraid of the public option, and I'm a physician, so I would take my butt to a public option. Anything you guys are entitled to, I would go there, but let's eliminate that. Here's the deal of why everybody has to be insured. It's not fair to ask the insurance companies to take all of us, regardless of our health. If you make the insurance companies take people who have prior conditions, the only way it's going to work if you get everybody into the pool so all these other younger often and healthier people are paying in, and then there's enough money. And as far as the whole overall deal, you notice I've let this thing settle out because I didn't want to get into all the politics, and it is politics. It kills me to see our health care being reduced to politics. Here's a couple of things. When you break down the health care bill and ask people individually, do you like this? Do you like that? Would you like to see that? Most people, if you break it down in little pieces, understand it and support it. It's when you put it all together, it becomes an easy target politically for those who just don't believe that it is the function of government to help take care of other people in our culture. I mean, that's the difference between conservatives and liberals. I mean, it is a fundamental difference. I do agree, though, with those who say that we really, really need to, and they shied away from it because it's too complicated, though I can think of some things, figure out how to reduce costs other than just doing for people what's worthwhile, eliminating stuff that's worthless, et cetera, and inducing efficiency and reducing fraud, just frank fraud. But until we go after the basic deal where doctors get paid for doing procedures, and doctors like to do procedures because not only do we get paid for it, but we protect ourselves, you know, from malpractice. And it isn't that malpractice lawsuits are a huge chunk of the healthcare dollar. It's that the way we practice medicine out of fear for it. So if you're given and doing nothing, by the way, I think you mentioned that. I got an article here. I'll read it to you. I'll get to it tomorrow, maybe the next program. Of if we do nothing, which is likely to happen, this whole thing fails. It'll be 10 years before we get back to it. Doing nothing. You're not going to want that. That's an ugly, ugly picture. So, given a choice to pull a lever right now and support what's there or not, I'd support it. All right? And be unafraid. March into the future. We can change things downstream if you want. It's a tough one. All right. I want to talk to you about the wine diet. Is there something to it? You tell me when I get done with you. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Something to consider on your wine diet. As many as 10 Napa wineries may be in foreclosure this year. That's a report from Bloomberg News. We'll be following up on that on the KGO Afternoon News. State Senator Roy Ashburn of Bakersfield admitted in public today that he is gay. He said he had tried to keep his personal life separate from his professional life until he was arrested for drunk driving last week. He says then he crossed the line and broke the law and put people at risk, and now I do owe people an explanation. Former Alaska Governor Republican Sarah Palin has admitted that her family used to go to Canada to use their national health system. And the weather in the Bay Area is showery until midnight, mostly cloudy and windy tomorrow, highs in the 50s. This is KGO.
Do you feel stuck in your career or worry about the stability of your job? Do you want to earn more or return to the workforce but lack current job skills? Do you need to enhance your current college degree? Do you want to truly change your life? Santa Clara University has helped hundreds of adults change their lives with the Certificate of Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program. Classes begin on June 7th and run through August 30th. In that time, you can acquire all the accounting units and knowledge you need to take the CPA exam. Launch yourself into a high-paying career, job security, and lots of opportunities for advancement. The Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program at Santa Clara University begins in June. Call now to reserve your spot. Space is limited. Call 408-554-4521. It all starts with a phone call, 408-554-4521. Or for more information and a list of other classes, visit kgoradio.com.
If you've been on California roads lately, you may have noticed Californians getting back to work. It's work that helps improve our communities, paid for with bonds. You can help California return to prosperity by investing in bonds. The state will be issuing about $2 billion in tax-exempt bonds to help pay for roads, schools, and other infrastructure projects. During an early order period, individual investors like you will get first pick of bonds and available maturities before the large institutions, and you won't have to pay an upfront sales commission. This special pre-sale ends on March 10th. So talk to your broker or visit buycaliforniabonds.com. We're getting back to work with the help of California Bonds. Let's keep the momentum going. Again, that's buycaliforniabonds.com.
This ad is provided by the California State Treasurer's Office. This ad is not an offer to sell nor a solicitation of an offer to buy bonds. Bonds may only be purchased through a broker and through an official statement.
Red means go at Cache Creek Casino Resort. See red, get green, now through April 30th. Go ahead, play your favorite slots and tables. When you do, you'll be earning points on your Cash Club card. Then go to a red kiosk and swipe your card to win. You could get green, like cash. Plus, we're also giving away free buffets, dining, and a lot more. Hundreds of prizes a day. Then go to Cash Creek every Saturday. At 7 p.m., we're holding a second chance drawing for your shot at even more green. One lucky winner is guaranteed $5,000 cash. Every Cash Club member gets one free entry a day, but you can play to earn more and have more chances to win. Not a Cash Club member? Sign up. It's easy and it's free. Red means go, go, go. See red, get green. Only at Cash Creek. Play here and play the best.
Your dream of homeownership just became more attainable than ever. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know the Homebuyer Tax Credit has been extended and expanded. Current homeowners can receive a $6,500 tax credit. First-time buyers are still eligible to receive an $8,000 credit. This once-in-a-lifetime opportunity ends April 30th. Talk to a Realtor for qualification details or visit houselogic.com/homebuyertaxcredit. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today. Income qualification applies. Only Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Alamo Creek's model home sale is underway. That's right, Chappelle Homes is now selling its upgraded models in Danville. Visit ChappelleHomes.com for more. That's ChappelleHomes.com.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinardell here. You know, real quickly on healthcare, I think an overarching principle I seem to hear is that nobody wants to spend money on the good things. This is expensive stuff. And there's just no way you can have, you know, highways and schools and a first-rate military and all that without paying for it. And so healthcare is something we've been getting away with and not paying for it all these years, or other countries have. And it's expensive and they struggle with it. But it seems, you know, politically, and I don't know if that's what a Republican would say, a true conservative. I understand wanting to save money. Hey, we all have that in our soul, right? The idea is to spend as much money as we can, hand over fist. But that's what government does. They keep no savings accounts. They tell us, save your money for a rainy day. And they go and spend it down to the last nickel or minus thereof. So, you know, there are costs involved if you want these things, and you got to be willing to pay for it. So I personally, if someone, and I don't, well, I can't say what would happen to my particular taxes and my particular tax bracket, but I think you've got to accept the fact that, you know, there are sacrifices to be made for all the goodies, and we Americans seem to have lost that ability. We've had it so good for so long. We've forgotten, although I guess this recession is reminding a lot of people, you know, about the struggle. Nevertheless, this is one of them. All right, let's talk about the wine diet. All right, you're going to read today from a long-term study of 20,000 women that the body processes, first of all, the calories and alcohol differently to those in food. That's been known for a long time. This is 19,000 American women, 39 and over. Their weight gain was recorded for the next 13 years. Asked about their drinking habits. This is in Archives of Internal Medicine. The fewest inches, first of all, those who said they were teetotalers gained the most inches. So people who don't drink alcohol at all, they get fatter. The fewest inches were gained by those who drank moderate amounts, like a glass or two of wine a day. Now, it's coming from Peter Bent Brigham, Harvard. That not all types of alcohol were equal. Spirits and beer, less kind to the waistline than wine. One theory is that in regular drinkers, the liver develops a separate method of breaking down alcohol with surplus energy turned into heat rather than fat. I don't get that. That's not my conclusion. The rest of you who listen to this program or have should be thinking, oh, wait a second, they haven't told me how else these women were different. Because every study on wine tells you that people who drink wine, they make more money, they're in higher socioeconomic groups. They eat different diets, they have different exercise patterns, etc. So women drinking wine compared to women drinking beer. I mean, you can picture the difference, can't you? Go by the stereotypes. The stereotypes aren't universal, they're just little statistical deals, but, you know, the average beer-drinking woman, to me, would be different than the average wine-drinking woman. So I do not believe that they are proving here that wine causes weight loss. Sorry, I wish it did. It doesn't mean wine isn't healthy otherwise, but in terms of weight loss, the jury's still out. All right, let's talk to Charles. How you doing, Charles? Welcome.
Yeah, hi, doctor. I'm 46 years old, and I got the HPV vaccination a couple of years ago. And for the last 5 months, I've been seeing a woman, and I think she might have HPV genital warts. So she hasn't been to a doctor, and I'm not quite sure how motivated she is to go. But I was wondering, since I've got the vaccine, am I at risk, and is there other varieties of that are not covered in the vaccine that I got, which is the four?
Yes. When you say that you think she might have genital warts, I without getting too personal here, this is your observation from looking at her?
Yeah.
Okay, because they are distinctive looking. First, if she's got them, she's got to go to the doctor. The virus that causes these things can cause cancer. She needs a pap smear. She needs to take care of herself. One. Two, are you protected? You're absolutely right. The vaccine is quite remarkable in reducing infection with some of the main subtypes that can cause a wart or cervical cancer, but not all of them. And I think in general, you need to be sure that you understand that many vaccines, not all of them, many vaccines don't give you 100% coverage. You can still get an illness for various reasons. Some people's antibody levels don't go up as high after a vaccine. Some vaccines don't cover all the known viruses in a subcategory. Indeed, this covers most of them, but you are not guaranteed. If you care about this woman, it's very important that she see a physician first, A, to get a diagnosis. I've seen laymen I guess that would be you and maybe all of us in one degree or another when it comes to dermatological things, you know, mistaken certain normal anatomical structures for these, quote, warts. They are wart-like. They are fleshy. I can't describe them in details. But once again, because some of those viruses could affect her and affect her life, this woman needs to see a physician. And that would be the best thing. These can be treated. You can feel more comfortable, and it sounds like you've kind of gone that route anyway. But good thing you got the vaccine. It is not, we haven't done big studies on men, but that's going to be the next, the next frontier, because where do women get it if not from men? So why shouldn't men have availability of this? And some doctors are giving it to men. So, you know, you're on the cutting edge, Charles. You're on the cutting edge. Let's talk to Vivian in Florida. How you doing, Vivian?
Hello, Dr. Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for taking my call. I enjoy your program. And some time ago, you recommended Nordic Naturals Omega 3 fish oils, and I've been taking them for quite a while now. And I just read on the internet that many fish oils have PCBs and toxins in them, and I was wondering how safe it is for me to continue taking this omega-3 Nordic.
Yes, well, you'd have to go to the internet and look it up. First of all, I don't remember ever recommending any particular brand unless there is one brand that doesn't sound familiar. That is a pharmaceutical brand that is used by doctors in studies to look at fish oil, because the rest of them, because of that wonderful law we have in Congress, which means that the supplement manufacturers do not have to even tell you what's in it or adhere to what the label says. Because of that, doctors figured, hey, we're not going to do studies with junk we buy in a health food store. We want to use the prescription kind. And I'm sorry if that is the name of it. I take it back, but I just don't remember that. Omicron. Oh, why is that popping into my head? Somebody needs to check that online for me quickly. I think Omicron or Oma something is the prescription brand. So, fish oils have not been found to be beneficial in people who do not have heart disease. If you've had a heart attack or you have signs of heart disease, etc., they may reduce your risk. So we just don't know in the general population. And then three, you're right. They did find PCBs. Well, why not? It's not regulated. No one seems to care. So it's Russian roulette. The article did not name all the brands, I'm afraid, as they often do in these studies, because they don't want to get involved in lawsuits, etc. The article I saw. So, as always, unless we demand change from our politicians, you know, we're stuck with this crapshoot when it comes to using supplements. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255, or TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Curtis, what are you doing?
Testing my air duct O-ray gun.
Your air duct O-ray gun?
Yeah, here, shoot me and I'll shrink to a size small enough to climb inside and clean out our dirty air ducts.
I am not
You have allergies and asthma, don't you?
Yes, but Coit is coming to clean out our air ducts for 40% off.
40% off is quite a discount.
Yes.
I'll shrink myself then.
Curtis!
Woo! I'm 2 feet tall.
Curtis, I specifically called Coit because they're professionals with specially designed equipment to clean out the dust, dirt, pollen, and animal dander.
Yeah, we have cats.
Plus, clean air ducts will help us save on energy.
I'll be in and out before they get here. Oh, it's filthy in here.
If someone in your home suffers from allergies, asthma, or other respiratory problems, or you'd just like to save on energy costs, call the pros at 1-800-4COIT. You'll get a money-back guarantee and save 40% during Coit's air duct sale.
How long will you stay small?
Oh, I don't know.
Apparently not long enough.
I'm stuck! Call Coit!
Call 1-800-FORCOIT and save 40% during Coit's air duct sale. People you trust Coit.
The following is an all-points bulletin. Be on the lookout for an escaped mom, last seen in the company of her three squabbling kids, driving a green vehicle somewhere between school, music lessons, soccer practice, and the orthodontist. Sources believe the escaped mom had, quote, had it up to here, unquote, with her kids arguing about what to do that doesn't, quote, totally suck, unquote. The escaped mom is believed to be heading to the California Academy of Sciences for the planetarium show. Experts note that sound will not travel in the void of deep space, or at the very least, the kids should pipe down for the duration of the show. If you see her, do not, I repeat, do not approach her. She's having a great time with her kids.
Escape the daily grind and visit the California Academy of Sciences. Admission price includes the aquarium, planetarium, natural history museum, the rainforest, and more. Visit calacademy.org for tickets. The California Academy of Sciences, where life comes to life.
Hi, I'm Alan Hyman, chairman of Fremont Bank.
And I'm Sandy Faba, vice president. Together, we would like to thank the Bay Area homeowners who've refinanced their mortgages through Fremont Bank.
Refinancing can often mean lower payments and more money in your pocket.
Last year, we helped over 14,000 homeowners refinance their mortgages, and we plan to help even more this year. Don't wait to refinance your mortgage and miss this low fixed rate. Right now, we're offering a fixed rate mortgage as low as 4.375% APR with no closing cost or points.
To find out if refinancing your mortgage can save you money, just give us a call. Fremont Bank offers true, no closing cost loans.
To apply for a fixed rate mortgage with Fremont Bank with a rate as low as 4.375% APR, call 866-341-REFI. That's 866-341-REFI.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 2/25/2010, subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. Let's talk to Ronald. How you doing, Ronald?
Hi, doctor. I'm a realtor here in California, in San Bruno area, San Mateo County. And, you know, we keep on hearing about all these big lawsuits against mold. Does mold have any physical effect on any human being that you know of?
No, it doesn't. And I suppose, I suppose you probably have heard that. I hear skepticism in your voice. And, you know, I remember a lawyer meeting. The title of the whole meeting was called Mold is Gold, as lawyers and high-profile Hollywood stars wanted to blame their dwindling careers and their sagging chins on mold. And while there are some people, of course, who are allergic to mold, and that can be severe, all this hullabaloo about mold in your houses, all the sales that have been lost, all the money, all the lawsuits, is all bogus. It's all bogus. Just one of those things. It just gets trumped on up, and, you know, we Americans buy into it. And I have a lot of contractors. I had a heating and air conditioning contractor who told me he was in the heyday of all this, which is about 10 years ago. He was getting so many calls. People say, oh, I'm tired, and our libido is down, and I got zits and athlete's foot. And he said, well, I'll fix it for you, man. And he'd go up in the ceiling. He told me he'd bang around, just make a lot of noise and bang, 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 and says, well, you had some mold up here. I got rid of it. You're fine. That'll be $200. And not anyone ever called him back. Everybody got better. Everybody was happy. It's all in their heads. So as a contractor, I don't know what to tell you. You got your hands full. Because what happens is you're going to buy a house and then you do the inspection and someone finds mold. Listen, you shouldn't have a lot of mold in a well-built house. You're a contractor, of course. You know this. You want to have ventilation under the floor in the crawl space. You want to, if you have really heavy, heavy mold infestation, there's something wrong with your home. There's moisture incursion that has to be taken care of. But the mold itself doesn't cause the diseases everybody thought. So, end of that story. All right, let's talk to Marcy. How you doing, Marcy?
Oh, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call. I've been trying to get my vitamin D levels up, and I had a level of like 24 at the last time, over 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Taking extra D3, and I just wondered to know if it's safe to take. My doctor wants to put me on a supplement of 50,000 unit pills a week.
50,000. That is really high. It's, I think, way too early. I think your doctor is acting out in the boundaries of good medicine. You know, we're in the vitamin D decade. We were in the vitamin C decade in the 80s, and then we went through the vitamin A decade and the beta carotene in the 90s. Now it's vitamin D, and all of it did not pan out. Vitamin D is certainly interesting. We're told that, you know, you can get the vitamin D you need from the sunshine, but we're all staying indoors now because we're afraid of the sun. There have been a lot of associations like low vitamin D levels and you pick your disease. But we did the same thing with vitamin C. We did the same thing with beta carotene. The reason is that people who eat crummy diets and don't take care of themselves have low levels of every vitamin. So you don't know if someone has low levels of vitamin D what the cause is. We don't even know what a really good, accurate, normal level is. So I don't know how these doctors are coming off prescribing massive doses like that when you can get it from the sun, lower doses. And measuring blood levels in response to lower doses is also tricky. Vitamin D isn't all dairy, it's supplemented, etc. And I'm afraid, I don't know where the toxic level is, but you'll start vomiting, your appetite will go down, you get nauseated, it can affect your kidneys, constipation, and the calcium shifts that can occur with vitamin D toxicity can be bad. It can thin your bones, it can cause kidney stones, etc. So I've heard of, 1,000, 2,000, a day. And they probably are going to revise, the RDA, I think is like 500, 600 a day. So you can see how far they're pushing it. So now you're talking about someone telling you to take 100, 100 times the RDA. So I just don't have, if I were holding a piece of research in my hands, that said, this is what happens in the group that took the vitamin D, this is what happened in the group that took the placebo, that's when I changed my habits. Before then, you're just being a guinea pig, so I'm not sure what problems. Are you having any problems, by the way, you're trying to address with this, Marcy?
Breast cancer 2 years ago.
Well, yes, there's been association, low vitamin D and breast cancer. But that same thing applies with lots of different vitamins, and it's a shot in the dark. And we have the same thing going with multiple sclerosis. People live in the South don't get multiple sclerosis as much. Maybe it's due to vitamin D. So we have these associations, and I just think it's really early to, pump. I would make sure I had an adequate amount, but I don't know that I would pummel myself, and yet for every little uptick in your chances, everybody figures it's worth it. And I can't point to... I'd get my blood calcium levels checked. I'd deal with an expert in this, not just a random doctor who's trying to tell you this. I don't know any evidence that vitamin D prevents recurrences of breast cancer. There's a guess out there. There's an educated guess that it might. And indeed, the risks, for moderate levels don't seem that high. So you maybe could try it, get some sun. But 50,000 units is a lot. It's just a lot. What can I tell you? But I know there are doctors out there pushing it, but there have been doctors out there pushing all kinds of things, and they almost all of them turned out to be wrong in these mega doses of any supplement. I defy anyone to give me research that finds that a mega dose of any supplement or micronutrient has helped human beings. There's my challenge. Send something to me. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
At GE, we use imagination every day to create some of the world's most advanced technology. But there's one thing we can't imagine: working without the 11,000 U.S. veterans in every part of our company. What makes them so important to America is what makes them so vital to us: their courage, discipline, and unwavering dedication. For 5 years, GI Jobs magazine has named GE one of America's most military-friendly employers. It's one of the greatest honors we've ever received. GE, imagination at work.
What does hope look like? It looks like people with type 1 diabetes, whether diagnosed at 3 or 33, they hope for a future without worry. I'm Mary Tyler Moore, and I have type 1 diabetes too. The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation is accelerating the crucial research that represents the hope for a cure. With your help, we'll find it. Please call 1-800-533-CURE or go to jdrf.org today.
I'm in it for my best friend.
I'm in it for my sister.
I'm in it for my daughters.
We're in it to end it. Who are you in it for? The Avon Walk for Breast Cancer. 2 days, 39 miles, one goal: to end breast cancer. Register today, and together we'll show the world what thousands of determined hearts can do.
We can do it!
The money we raise will help women and men get the screening, support, and treatment they need, regardless of their ability to pay. And leading research teams can take powerful steps forward in their quest for a cure. The Avon Walk for Breast Cancer in San Francisco, July 10th and 11th. Register today at avonwalk.org or call 866-319-WALK.
I'm in it.
I'm in it.
I'm in it.
We're in it to end it.
How about you? Go to avonwalk.org or call 866-319-WALK to register today.
Oh, on the green. Nice shot.
Oh, thanks. I didn't see you there.
Hi, I'm your local Geico agent.
Oh, that's cool. Do you want to play through?
No, I'm not here to play golf.
You're not?
No, I'm here to help you save money on your car insurance.
Save my car right now?
Well, whenever you're ready. I'm local, so if you want Geico's famous low rates but want some personal service, I'm never far away.
Okay.
Oh, here, I even brought you an extra pair of socks.
An extra pair of socks?
Yeah, you know, in case you get a hole in one.
That's good. That's very thoughtful.
If you ever need help saving money on car insurance, have questions about your policy, or just want a free rate quote, your local GEICO agent is always close by.
Your local GEICO office can help you insure more than just your car. They can help you with motorcycle, boat, homeowners, renters, and other insurance products. For a free rate quote, call 925-676-1111 today. That's 925-676-1111, or visit your local GEICO office at 2340B Monument Boulevard in Pleasant Hill.
Hi, everybody. Let's talk to Michael in Williamsburg, Virginia. How you doing, Michael?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Over the past week, week and a half, my seven-year-old daughter has lost four toenails. The middle toe and then the toe next to the pinky on both feet. First, I was kind of surprised and worried, but then underneath, there's a brand-new toenail. She doesn't complain of any pain. There's no redness or swelling around the area. There's nothing discolored about the toenail that falls off. My wife and I, we've got a doctor's appointment next week, but just thought maybe you might have come across this in your experience.
Yes, well, I'm a little puzzled. Is she an active little girl?
She's very active, and my son and daughter, my son's five, and my daughter's seven, they're both in a gymnastics class every Saturday. And they've been doing that for a couple of months, and they run around on some mat. So I thought, you know, well, maybe there's a fungus issue, but nothing with my son's toenails.
Yeah, well, you thought of one thing that's possible and interesting. They're running barefoot. There's a piece. I haven't finished the whole piece about the benefits of running barefoot, maybe better than wearing shoes. But I was thinking trauma. That's the first thing that came to my mind. For an adult, you know, wearing running shoes, for instance, where when you're putting the foot down or going downhill, the foot slides forwards. And when it slides forwards, the nails hit the end of the shoe, can often cause a black and blue nail, but often a repeated trauma like that can cause a nail to fall out. And it sounds like she's not wearing shoes. So I'm going to assume the trauma because there doesn't seem to be evidence for much else, and let's see what the doc says. All right, let us know, see if we're right. I'm Dr. Dina Dell. Join us for the next program. Till then, be well.
Mancini Sleep World wants you to rest easy and save big. It's our one price, any size sale. One low price fits all on select mattresses.
I toss and turn at night. It's because my mattress is too old?
Your mattress is either too old or your needs have changed. When shopping for a new mattress, look for something that reduces the pressure at your shoulders and also at your hips. This should help you from tossing and turning all night.
Firm or soft or plush, or which one's best for me?
You know, it really depends on how you sleep. Side sleepers will enjoy a soft mattress, while back sleepers will prefer something a little bit on the firmer side. Our mattress specialist will ask you the right questions to help you get the perfect mattress.
I'm on a really tight budget. Can I still afford a quality mattress?
We have a huge selection of mattresses that'll fit anyone's budget. You can get a great night's sleep and rest easy with huge savings. Come on in. See what we can do for you.
Fabulous. Thank you, Randy. I feel better already.
Mancini Sleep World. Call 1-800-64-SLEEP or visit sleepworld.com and start sleeping better tonight.
That's the place to go.
Are you up to your eyeballs in credit card debt, afraid to answer your phone, falling way behind on your payments? Well, I'm going to give you a solution. Covenant Debt Solutions. And they'll typically cut your monthly payments in half, have you out of debt in 24 to 36 months while avoiding bankruptcy. Covenant Debt Solutions has partnered with one of the nation's largest, most successful debt settlement companies to help you get debt free. Now, there are a lot of companies out there that frankly are scamming this system. Who do you trust? Well, I want you to look at their guarantee. guarantee on their website, the Covenant Promise. It protects you, insures you about the best possible solutions to your debt problems. These guys do it right. They have the credentials. They know what they're doing. And frankly, this literally is one of the most ethical companies out there. Call 877-900-2286. 877-900-2286. Ask for the Covenant Promise. The website, 900bills.com. That's 900bills.com, 900bills.com.
It's Gil Gross.